USDA is reporting the U.S. corn crop and soybean crop are getting put in at a fairly good pace. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company and Ag PhD agreed field work is picking up steam.
Well, it's been really good. The soils have been on the dry side, which I'm not a big fan of, other than we've created a great seed bed. And, you know, one of the biggest problems we see in season in crops like corn, for example, is sidewall compaction and just issues created at planting time, and the soil wasn't perfectly fit. But this year, in a lot of cases, the soil has been great to work with. So that's going to mean later in the season when it gets dry, which it will, our crop roots will be able to find moisture and find nutrients a little bit easier, which is a good thing.
Now, you've got some of your, what, corn in, some alfalfa put in, some smaller grains?
Yeah, we've got at least half of our corn in, if not a little bit more, and we have started putting soybeans in. We got a little shot of rain last night, not a lot, but enough to keep us out a little bit here. But as soon as we get back in, we got about one more day of soybean planting. Beans will be done, half the corn's done, and the other half of the corn will go in right after that. So we hope to be all done in April if we can.
According to the USDA, they are reporting about 12% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted, with that 2% has now emerged. And on the soybean side of things, 8% of that crop has been planted, and our sugar beet producers, 21% have been planted as of Sunday. That's your WNAX Farm News Update. Date brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For WNAX, I'm Keith Weinberg.